And I've got a couple old friends who have dropped into the studio who have sort of a migratory pattern that seems to bring them to Kansas City in August. And speaking of Rhonda and also Mark Lewis. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks for coming in. And am I right? Is it August that you tend to show up in Kansas City?
Yeah, every time it's Charlie Parker's birthday, I play here. So it wasn't. I'm not going to be playing on his birthday proper, but it's close enough. So it's on. We come back on our way back from a East Coast tour. We're always stopping in Kansas City. It's like the icing on the cake, you know.
Yeah, man. So where did you play out on the East Coast?
We played New York, Boston. God, Rhode Island was really nice. A couple of different places in Rhode Island. And a few places in Massachusetts, a lot of different places there, actually. And I think that's all. That's basically our East Coast tour so far. You know?
It's a great time of year to be out in New England.
I love it.
Yeah. It's
very, not hot.
No. Yeah. It's beautiful. I was out there a month ago.
Oh.
So, in Vermont and Boston. So.
Were you there playing?
Nope. I was there on vacation with my family.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice to have a family.
Yeah, man.
A musician with a family, man. That's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mark is a saxophonist, alto saxophonist primarily, and you're going to be playing out at the Majestic tonight and tomorrow night with Bram Winans. Is that right?
That's right.
Which is like an annual thing.
Yeah, yeah. What his Bird's birthday is on the 29th, so I try out a couple tunes with Bram, and actually we play my original music, which can be modern, but with Brahm, it fits right in. He likes to play, his harmonic sense is very good, and even though he has an older style, he's so good at it that it doesn't make any difference. So I just enjoy playing. It's like kind of going back in time and playing with, maybe playing with Errol Garner or somebody like that, you know?
It is, you're right. Yeah, we're lucky to have somebody like that. I mean, there's not that many people around who can play those old styles anymore, especially who can improvise. There's more and more people who have learned to like work out arrangements on solo piano and kill on stride piano.
Right.
But he can just, you know, you can just say, let's play such and such tune that he's never played before, and he can still sound fantastic.
It's amazing. And yeah, you're a piano player yourself, so you know it's so nice to be able to ask somebody, well, you know, what's the right chord on this one? You know, this is what everybody plays, but do you think, and you say, oh, well, yeah, da 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 da. And you know, you say, well, the original chord was written this way, but we've gone to this other chord now. You know, Miles played this, and, you know, it's just refreshing. And plus, we have so much fun, you know, just playing all those lines and feeding off each other. And I think we're both a little peculiar, which I don't mean in a bad way, because I think everybody should be a little peculiar. Unique is some what some people say, but that sounds too, I don't know, pomp. I don't know. Peculiar is a better word for me.
Yeah, you should do a gig in Peculiar, Missouri.
There you go. That's a good idea.
It's an actual place.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
In Missouri.
Yeah. So why don't we listen to something from your new CD? So you've got something called New York Session, and you've got some very recognizable names alongside you on this CD.
Yeah, it's an original, and the whole CD is original music, but I was trying to play things that might be appealing to a large, diverse category of people, or maybe non-category would be more like it. And I'd like to get younger people listening to jazz again. You know, without "quote unquote" selling out, because I don't believe that's viable for a creative artist. I think you should always do what comes to you, and then pick the things that you think might work.
Yeah, man. Do you have a particular cut you'd like me to play off of this CD?
Well, let's start out with a big like a bang. Let's start out with Child's Play.
Child's Play.
Yeah, that's number two, I think.
All right, and this is an original of yours with Essiet on bass, and Victor Lewis on the drums, and George Cables on the piano, along with Mark Lewis, and you're playing alto sax on this one?
Yep.
Yeah, Child's Play. That's the latest from alto saxophonist Mark Lewis. The name of the CD is New York Session with Victor Lewis on drums, Essiad Essiad on bass, George Cables on piano, and Mark on the alto sax, who's joining me here in the studio. Yeah, Mark. Glad you could make it back to Kansas City.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you having me in again, especially with this sidekick over here.
Yeah, it's been a while since Brahm Winans has been on my show, so pull up a microphone, Brahm.
This one right here.
I thought he got banned from the radio.
Yeah, you know me. I get banned from everything.
Hey, Brahm.
How you doing, Roger?
Brahm and Mark are playing tonight at the Majestic from 7 to 10, and tomorrow night as well. And Brahm, you've been doing Fridays and Saturdays at the Majestic for how long?
Well,
since you were 3 years old.
Close enough. Almost half my life, anyway.
Wow.
On September 11th, of all dates, it will be 23 years.
23 years. Wow.
Yeah. I started on September 11th, 1993, the Majestic.
Mm-hmm. Which was a great day back then.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. You know, it depends on how you look at it, I suppose. You know, I mean, I guess the Majestic is still happy with me.
Of course.
You know, it's like...
They'd have to be.
There's probably so many musicians here in town, so I get that old geezer out of there. Who knows? I have no idea.
Well, that's why we're working on the young crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but you bring the swing and you bring the party, so that's why you're still there.
You gotta have a good time.
Nobody else who was playing there in 1993, did you say?
Yeah,
is still playing there now. So you the man.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, and you brought in a new CD. I'm curious to hear some of this. This looks pretty cool. Tell me about this CD.
Well, it's the slimmed-down version of the original seven-piece band that I had.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Majestic Seven. Now it's called the Brahm Winans Swingtet. It's a smaller version. So I did away with bass and rhythm guitar, if I can get one. But I kept three horns so as to fill out the arrangement. So... Mm-hmm. Because if you get, like, let's say, three-piece rhythm section and two horns, you more, you know, have to go with, you know, because of the instrumentation, with more like a bebop kind of thing. Not necessarily, perhaps, but it will probably be written more in that kind of, you know, idiom. But with the three horns, I can still write these old swing-style arrangements, make it sound like that. I just boost up the bass on the piano and that's it. So it's fun to do, and it's you run into a lot of challenges as far as, okay, how am I going to explode this harmonically in order to make it sound bigger than a five piece without a bass?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a challenge, but you know, it works. It's fun to do, especially because it's challenging.
Yeah, cool. And you got some good players in there. Carl Bender on tenor and baritone saxophones. Mike Herrera on alto sax. David Shale on clarinet, soprano, and tenor sax. And yourself on piano and doing all the arrangements. And Philip Wakefield on the drums.
Yeah.
Now, how many of these guys can we ever see at the Majestic on a Friday or Saturday?
We used to have a Thursday night in Majestic, but that was a couple of years ago, and that's not happening right now. You know how it's challenging, and I'm sure that many musicians here in town will concur with this. It's very challenging to get anything larger than a trio booked anymore these days, unless, you know, you're backing up a singer, but that's a different thing. But so we're just, you know... get whatever we can get at this point. We used to play regularly at Jardine's, you know, back in the day when Jardine's is still here.
Mm-hmm.
So every once in a while we play at the Chesterfield for the swing dancers.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
What time of night do you start at the Chesterfield?
That's 9 to midnight.
9 to midnight on a Friday night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we got a date coming up on the 9th.
September 9th?
Yeah.
Okay. So somebody else will be playing at the Majestic on September 9th, and you'll be out there.
Yeah, I got Matt Villinger Trio.
All right.
Playing at the Majestic, so that'll be good, too. So I always want to make sure that, you know, somebody, you know, with good musical standards will...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's the norm at the Majestic, and there's plenty to choose from. So, okay, so this quintet will be playing out at the Chesterfield on September 9th from 9 to midnight. That's at 14th and Main, right?
Yeah.
And the old movie theater.
That's right. It's still a movie theater.
Yeah.
But then in the bar area, it's called the Chesterfield Bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Draft House, I believe. Something like that. Anyway.
Okay. Well, do you have a particular track off of here you'd like me to play?
No, I'll let you pick one and surprise us, and then you need to go back to Mark Lewis, because that's why we are here.
Okay. What's this, It Only Happens When I Dance With You? I don't know that song.
That's kind of like a medley. It's written by Irving Berlin, and I wrote that out. It's from the movie with Judy Garland and Fred Astaire from 1948 called... That's okay. Easter Parade.
Easter Parade. It Only Happens When I Dance With You. Let's check that out. Just heard music from two musicians who are here in the studio with us, appearing at the Majestic tonight. That last one was the latest from saxophonist Mark Lewis from his album New York Session, with Essiet on bass, George Cables on piano, and Victor Lewis on drums. And before that, we heard local music from the Bram Winans Swingtet. The album's called Sweet and Lovely, and features Brahm on piano, Philip Wakefield on drums, Carl Bender on tenor and baritone sax, Mike Herrera on alto sax, and David Shale on clarinet on that one, entitled It Only Happens When I Dance With You. That title reminds me of another Irving Berlin one, The Best Things Happen While You Dance, or When You're Dancing, or whatever it is.
Mm.
And we were also saying, like, hey, that melody sounds like White Christmas. And Brahm said, well, it's the same composer. He's allowed to do that.
I guess so.
Yeah. Excellent. So, Brahm, you got any other stuff going on? Like, you mentioned the Chesterfield, and, of course, every Friday and Saturday at the Majestic.
Well, and I play every Saturday or Sunday afternoon at the KCB Company. 79th and Warnell, the Saturday afternoon I'm joined by Jürgen Bug on drums, who brings all his toys and bells and whistles, which is hilarious.
The Glockenspiel.
And we call it polka on steroids. And the steroid part is when we start swinging the polka. We have a lot of fun with that.
And what's the name of that place?
KC Beer, the Kansas City Beer Company.
Mm-hmm. B-E-E-R?
B-I-E-R.
Okay. B-I-E-R. All right. Okay. Yeah, I'll have to get that into the jazz calendar. So you're there for the indefinite future.
Yeah. I've been playing that place now for a little over 2 years. And we, of course, have the big Oktoberfest thing coming up on. Mm-hmm. And they always do it the last weekend of September. Go figure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
October 5th in September. So the 24th and 25th will be there in the afternoons, and it's going to be crazy. A lot of good bratwurst, a lot of good German-style beer, you know, where they import the ingredients from Bavaria and Austria. So they have it containered into the United States.
Wow.
For that brewery.
Isn't
so
something?
And when you taste that beer, it's very German. Style tasting.
A lot of hops.
Very good.
Yeah.
Cool. And I really enjoyed you in the park, doing Shakespeare in the Park this summer.
I enjoyed it too, except for the bugs.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. That was the first time ever that I where I was involved at the Shakespeare Festival, but I had a ball doing it. It was lots of fun.
Yeah, great music. Bram Winans, great pianist from Kansas City, or in Kansas City anyway, for the last 30, 25 something years. And also joining us, who lives in the on the West Coast, we have Mark Lewis. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Yeah, man, so you must have some favorite restaurants here in Kansas City by this time.
Yeah, well, I know that the Majestic has some pretty good steaks. I had one last time I was there. And then, should I say these on the air?
Yeah, you just can't tell people to go eat there.
Oh,
just,
okay.
Just say what you like.
Yeah, I did. And I also, I was hoping that we could go to the Jerusalem Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, I always like the food there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're going to be doing some playing? Are you going to do any other hanging while you're here? You guys?
Yeah, I want to go to, I'm going to the restaurant that Brahms playing at on Sunday and going to have some beer and bratwurst.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and listen to a little polka. I have a few requests up my sleeve.
They have a nice jazz tour tomorrow where they drive around to different sites in Kansas City and say, oh, this is where Charlie Parker's middle school was, and this is where Charlie Parker lived when he was 7 to 10 years old in this house.
And is that on Olive Street? Was that it? Olive Street?
Well, the one I'm talking about is on Wyandotte Street.
Oh, okay.
And there's an apartment building there where he lived with his family, and they have a little plaque on the outside of the building now that says Yardbird Suites. That's,
isn't that something?
Yeah. And
yeah, we should play Yardbird Suite, by the way. Don't forget.
Let's do it.
Yeah. It's a great tune.
Yeah, we do, I don't know, what, 5 or 10 of Bird's tunes, and we do some of mine that I wrote for Bird, and then we do some things from that era that he played, like Laura and things like that. That's a lot of fun.
Do you do the lullaby that you wrote?
Brahms' Lullaby.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have done that before. We do that at the end just so people don't fall asleep. Yeah. Remember that, Brahm?
Yeah.
We could barely get paid because everybody fell asleep.
I just thought that was hilarious that you wrote a tune and named it Brahms' Lullaby.
I couldn't resist. You know?
Yeah, it's hard not to when you're playing with Brahm Winans. All right, well, Mark and Brahm, thanks for coming in. It's fun having you guys here. And I'm sure you'll have a blast tonight at the Majestic Restaurant.
Yeah, we always do, don't we?
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've started practicing today, getting ready. Oh, boy, we're going to play with Brahms.
All righty. Well, it's time. It's 2:30, and it's time for the jazz calendar. So let's check in and see what else is going on.